Right, so this is Mary Ingleby interviewing Pilar Bautista on the 14th of March 2013. So, Pilar, if we just start by you just telling me a little bit perhaps about your family, where your family came from, your parents and your grandparents.
My grandmother on my paternal parents. My grandmother came from a village in Malaga. My grandfather was descendant from Italians that came from Genoa. My mother, on my mother's side, my grandfather was Maltese. But her mother was Gibraltarian. That's all I know about them.
Right, and so your but both your parents were Gibraltarians and lived,
Yes,
yes,
they
yeah.
were born and bred in Gib.
Right, and so where were you in the family? What were the.
I was the second child, and my brother is the eldest. Then he was my. Then 7 years because the war was in between. My third sister, well, to me, was my second sister I was born, and then my third one was born another 7 years later.
Oh, so quite a spread out sort of family.
Yes, it is.
So when were you born?
The 19th of April 1939, my brother was born the 12th of November 1936. My sister was born the 22nd of June 1946, and the other one was born the 8th of December 1953.
Right, so you were obviously a baby when the war broke out.
I was, yeah.
And when you think, you know, obviously we're going to talk a little bit about your memories of London. I mean, can you remember anything, or was a lot of it about, you know, what people talked about, have told you about?
I think, although a lot of people say they remember this and they remember that, I don't. All I remember was going to Kensington Park, my aunt taking me, and being on the swings. That's all. What I know is what I've heard from my mother, because my mother always used to say the best days of her life was here during the war. Because to her, you live for that day and you didn't bother about tomorrow. So she had a lovely time. She was only young, so she enjoyed herself. They used to go from hotel to hotel because every hotel used to give different dances. And that's it. They used to go and dance from one hotel to the other.
So, what you can remember then, I mean, or and what your family have told you, you came and you were in a hotel in Kensington High Street, your family.
Yes, we were in Kensington Palace Mansion.
And were you all in the same room?
No, I think we had the top floor because there was my grandmother and my aunt and my great grandmother, my mother, my brother, and myself. And then that's why they gave us the top floor, because my two uncles came over 2 years after the war had started. So obviously all the family was up there.
And what else did you? That's amazing, actually, because it's such a huge extended family. And so your father was back in Gibraltar.
My father was back in Gibraltar with, he stayed over there with four, there were four brothers that stayed in Gibraltar, but then these two came over and my father stayed with another brother over there. And then after the war, one of my uncle came, well, went back to Gibraltar. And my other uncle, that never been to England, came to England.
So a lot of moving between. So what was your father's job? What was he
My
doing?
father was a Ed Ganga, he was an electrician. But he worked for the Rimi. So that's why he had to stay in Gibraltar, because he was the army. He was working for the army.
And what was, just tell me what the Rimi was again, I can't remember.
The
Royal...
The Royal Engineers, isn't it?
Yes, who were stationed
in the Gibraltar.
Rock. Yeah, on the rock.
Yeah, because yeah. they were building things.
Yes.
They built the hospital inside the rock.
And he was the electrician for this.
And he was the head ganga. He was in charge of the other electricians.
When you say head ganga...
That's what they called it.
And that is that a Gibraltar term?
No, it's an English thing. Because he couldn't be the former above. Because that was the army. So he was beneath them.
And so he would have been quite a young man then?
He was... Hold on, he must have been about 28, 29.
So that was the reason, was it, that he didn't, I mean, would they have wanted him to enlist in the army?
He couldn't have, because he had a curve at back.
Right, okay, because I haven't actually asked this question, I just realised this, that, you know, so a lot of the Gibraltarian men stayed there, and their families, their wives and children came over here. So was there a sort of conscription of younger men into the army?
No. No. But they had to stay there. They couldn't leave Gibraltar because the work that they were doing was very important.
So they were sort of civilians. Civilians, under
the British government.
Right, I understand now. Okay. So just going back to London now. So just let me know, tell me a little bit about any other... memories that your family had about the time in London?
Well, most of them, my mother used to go out to work. So obviously we, the children, were put in nurseries, and the parents, well, the mother, no, some Gibraltarian men came over with their wives and they worked also. So they all worked. My mother worked in factories.
What year did you come over? You
think? 1940. August 1940 we arrived in England, and we arrived in Gibraltar August 45.
So do you think your mother was made to work? Do you think she was...
I think they were made to work, yes.
So there must have been a sort of, you know, this classic sort of British sort of organisation, you know, organising the evacuation
That's
procedure,
right.
then getting people into work. There must have been something
well,
like
they
that.
Had to get them out of Gib because they needed Gibraltar. Because at that time, Gibraltar was the key of the Mediterranean. And what they were worried was that the Germans would go into Gib. Spain would. So they made a treaty with Franco that they will probably, I don't know, but I think they of what I've heard, was that Gibraltar would be given back if they didn't let... But nothing was written, it was verbal. And that's why Franco never let... The Italians were there. The Italians were opposite. They stayed in Algeciras because we got quite a few Italians and quite a few bombs fell in Gib. Not many. But a few bombs fell.
That's very interesting, isn't it? Because it's true. It was in such a strategic position.
That's
and
right.
And yet it didn't get attacked.
No. But that, they reckoned. I used to hear my father say that the treaty was made with Churchill. Churchill promised. But he was a very clever man. So he never wrote it. Nothing in
so
papers.
Nothing is, yeah.
Only...
Yeah. When you were... Oh, we'll talk about this. Well, actually, we'll talk about it now because I might forget to ask you this because we're on to the subject. When you went back to Gibraltar and you were at school there, were you taught about what happened in the war?
No. No. No.
It's interesting. It's probably too close.
Yes,
it was almost, you know,
that's
hardly
it.
History.
Mm. It wasn't history,
no.
Then. They probably told us more about what was happening, what had happened in Malta.
Yes. But interestingly, when you think about your mother, who, Had she been out of Gibraltar before?
No, never. The people of Gibraltar, well, as far as I know, unless they were very rich, then they went out. But no, they're poor, no.
So coming to London, Kensington, must have had an enormous impact on
it
you.
It was. That's why I would like you to see that.
Yes.
Because you get the impression of what they saw when they went to hotels. Mind you, the children were so badly behaved. It was horrendous.
What was so badly behaved?
The children.
Were they?
Yes.
What? Tell me about that.
An older lady told me. She had married an Englishman before the war. So, of course, when the war started, she went, she knew that her family were in that hotel, so she went to one of the hotels. And she said, you should have seen. They wouldn't let them go up until they were checked and everything. And she said, the children were jumping over the settees. You know, they had these posh hotels or armchairs for people to sit. And their mothers, they just let them do what they wanted. They weren't controlled at all.
That's an interesting story, because actually, just going back to the sort of culture of what the family life would have been
different
in Gibraltar.
They were all
so strict, wouldn't it?
They were living in little rooms, you know, small houses. Well, flats, they weren't houses or anything. They were flats.
So there had to be somewhere for the children to let off steam.
They used to play out in the street. In London, they couldn't do that, not in the war.
That's
so they were used to jumping and going out.
And the other thing was, must have been different. So that, I'm presuming here, and I may not be right, but in Gibraltar, in the sort of, you know, end of the 30s, 1940s and before that, presumably mothers stayed at home to look after children.
Of course, and even after the war, they only started, I tell you when they started working, and that's when the frontier closed.
And what date was that, do you remember, roughly?
I don't remember. I think, hold on, I was pregnant with Pauline. I think it's about 66, 67.
About to say, it's in the 1960s. I thought that's
quite yeah,
right.
Yeah, in the 60s.
I ought to know that, sorry.
It was the 60s.
So this is interesting, isn't it? So you've got this complete cultural change. You've got these women who've come out of Gibraltar, never been out. They're going to work. Their children are going to nursery school.
That's right.
Do you remember where the school was?
No, so I think it was in the hotel itself. They used to have a class and keep us children there.
So would you say that the children who came over here, when they went back, were very different to normal Gibraltarian children? Because they'd had this, they'd been brought up in a different, they'd had a very different beginning.
Yeah, and it was different. Like, the girls were more free, they had more freedom, where Gib they didn't.
And was it very, well, most people would have been Catholic, wouldn't they?
The majority, the Jewish, I'm not sure if the Jews came to Gibraltar, came to England. I think a lot of them, I don't know if they went to.
I talked to Tito about this. He's an authority, apparently.
He might have gone to. He might have. They might have gone to Morocco.
Or Madeira.
Madeira. Most probably Madeira. Because the ones that went to Madeira were more or less the ones that had the money. Because the husband had to pay so much a month for them. So they were the ones that went to Madeira.
So you've got...
Most of the Catalan Bay people, they went to Madeira. Mind you, the children behave exactly the same.